Like many people, I'm paying a lot more attention to health care this summer. The congressional debate did get my attention, but mainly it's because I spent 9 days in a hospital near Berlin, Germany. Then I spent another day in a Seattle hospital right after I got off the plane. I'll tell you about the contrast. You may have heard that Europeans get inferior health care from their socialized systems, but based on my experience this June, German health care is pretty darn good. At the end of May, I crashed my bicycle on wet cobblestones near Berlin, Germany. So ended a month-long cycle tour. My helmet survived unscratched, but my broken hip was not so lucky. The silver lining to this thundercloud was that I crashed 100 yards from the door of the regional trauma center. There, I was first greeted not by the financial agent, but by a nurse who asked what happened. Meanwhile, my wife filled out the admission forms. She'd whipped out her credit card to show that we could pay the bill when the admissions clerk waved her off. We'll deal with that later. When was he born? A few x-rays later, the orthopedic surgeon said, kaput. Did I want a hip replacement or a hip repair? Only 50-50 chance on a repair. I swallowed hard. Can I think about it overnight? No. If we do the repair, it must be done immediately, today. To be successful, I learned, hip repairs must be done within about 8 hours of the injury. Too young for a hip replacement at the tender age of 60, I awoke 9 hours after the accident with 6 titanium bolts in my hip. In patient rooms, technology was absent. This was East Germany, after all. The room was plain, clean, quiet, and well organized, and so was the nursing staff. They were also very attentive, despite the language barrier. Privacy? Nope. The room had 2 other patients, both bicycle accidents. In contrast to my stay in Seattle a couple of weeks later, I had a gravity IV drip, not a computerized pump. There was no computer monitor. The floor was linoleum, not polished hardwood, and mopped daily by a National Service intern. Everybody does a year of National Service in Germany after high school. The bed had no electric tilt. But it was counterbalanced and moved pretty easily when I squeezed the handle. The single electrical item was a call button that got immediate results from the nurse. A few days after surgery, the painkillers wore off and I realized I was going to have to pay. One morning at 7 a.m. when the doctors came on their rounds, I asked, "How much is this going to cost?" Shrugs all around. We're doctors, not business people. Trying again, I said, "Well, how about a rough estimate? Like 20,000 euro? 50,000 euro? 100? But at that point, the chief of physical therapy broke in. No, this isn't the States. It's more like maybe 8,000 euro. 9 days later, I'd convinced the doctors to release me on condition that I see an orthopedist in the States immediately on return home. They really didn't want to let me go and insisted on knowing, well, which Berlin hotel I was going to. 2 days before we flew home, I had pain. A concerned friend made an appointment with a Berlin orthopedist. By 3:30 that same afternoon, he'd looked over the x-rays, given me a prescription, and pronounced me fit to travel. My Seattle doctor couldn't get an orthopedist appointment for 2 weeks, so he had me check into the hospital immediately after I got off the plane. Ugh, I'd had enough hospital. But I dizzy asked. I'd be seen immediately by an orthopedist in the hospital. In Seattle, my private room could grace the pages of Architectural Digest. It had a computer terminal for the staff that automatically coded procedures for billing. It had an entertainment center for me, a computerized IV pump, and a private bath. Harried staff rushed in and out. They began to prep me for surgery. But wait, I just need the stitches out and a consultation. That was close. It was noisy. I did not sleep. The nurse removing my stitches, though, said, "Stitches, not staples. Nice. Looks like it was done by a plastic surgeon." The orthopedist, looking at the x-rays, said, "Nice work. The Germans and the Swiss, you know, developed this technique, and we learned it from them." The final bill from the German hospital was one page, with a single line item for the surgery and the hospital stay of 9 days. The price? €5,200, or about $7,000 US. Yesterday, I got the bill for my overnight stay in Seattle. The price here? $4,600 for overnight. Bills from associated subcontractors are now filling the mailbox like so much snow. Next time, where does all that money go? For KBCS, this is Tom Allen.